You're tuned in to On the Air on WWGH Radio, Wednesday, November 25th, 2020, Thanksgiving Eve in America. 18 minutes past the hour, joined by Glenn Coble for the next 2 hours. Now, I had this morning, because I had no guests, I had the 25 best Thanksgiving trivia facts to impress your friends. I had 3 pages of trivia questions that we were going to go.
Didn't get to any of it
because there's a much bigger tragedy going on right now. And here's the story if you're just tuning in. And we got to remember that some people tune in, you know, every hour, so we got to repeat this. And excuse me if you've already heard this, but here's the problem. Okay, I've been doing this Thanksgiving dinner at my house, and I always cook the turkey. I'm guessing more than 10 years now.
And never invited me.
And never will. So here's the deal. Monday, I went and bought the turkey. And by the way, I've never had a problem with the turkey. Nobody's ever gotten sick, and there's never been an issue. Well, Monday night, around 8 o'clock, I went and bought the turkey, and I put it in my sink. And this morning, I touched the turkey, and I noticed that it felt thawed-ish on top.
Yeah.
You know, kind of cold, but still, you know, definitely squishy. So I thought, man, it's still got to be in here all day today and tomorrow morning till like 11 or 12 because I eat late on Thanksgiving. So I thought, is this a problem? And so I started taking calls because I don't want to feed people a bad turkey tomorrow. I haven't smelled it. I haven't felt the bottom.
That's why I don't want to come.
Is that? Yeah. Well, here's where I'm conflicted in my mind on this, because everybody's saying don't eat it. Because you put it in there way too early. You should not have put it in the sink Monday night. But what I keep thinking is, I think I'm just overthinking it. Because why would I do that if I've never done it before? It would make no sense. I've done this more than 10 times. So, and I also think salmonella, which is the fear, there are only 2 fears you have with turkey. Salmonella, which is undercooked. Well, I haven't cooked it at all, so there's no way I can get salmonella. And number 2, spoiled. Well, I'm going to smell the. It would have an odor if it was spoiled, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, now, the number 3 is don't ever try to cook a turkey that has an axe in its hand.
That's always that can always be trouble.
No, it says in Google that if it smells like rotten eggs or any sulfur smell, don't eat it.
And I won't.
Don't cook it. Yeah.
So what I'm going to do today, because it is squishy, is I'm going to go home, and if it is
squishy,
okay. if it is, I'm going to smell it, and then I'm going to put it in the refrigerator, because clearly it's pretty thawed.
Yeah.
And I have still till 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.
But way down inside, it's probably not thawed at all, so yeah, you need to keep it in refrigeration, but
not for, well, you can't refreeze something you've thawed anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't taste, the texture's bad and it doesn't taste
good. But I think it could kill you.
I'm not sure that's true, but...
But I've heard that.
Okay.
You've heard that, haven't you?
No, I hadn't.
You've never heard that if you, like, take hamburger and you thaw it out and then you refreeze it without cooking it?
I heard it was just bad.
Now, see, I don't understand this either, because a lot of people do this. You fry up some hamburger, and then you refreeze it. Now, there's no problem with that, but you can't...
That's what all the chains do.
Right, but you can't
except for Wendy's.
But you can't take raw hamburger, thaw it, and then refreeze it without cooking it. Now, I don't know why.
I think it tastes really bad if you do that.
I thought there was some kind of...
Well, I'm not going to do it anyway, so...
Well, I'm not going to freeze the turkey. And a lot of people also don't understand that I was going to say something brilliant there about the turkey.
Well, while you're thinking, let me point out that you do need to get your turkey up to at least 165, but preferably higher than that for the dark meat. And it said in Google as high as 180. So I would think if you get your turkey that high, it's going to kill anything anyway. Like the lady told you early before I came in.
Yeah. Well, but when now you're right. There's no way the inside of this turkey in just 30 hours it's been in the sink.
Not a 19 pounder.
Right, 19 pounder. There's no way the inside of that is thawed.
No, I don't think so.
So what makes the difference here is, I guess what I don't understand, there is still a very cold part of this turkey.
Well, there's a lot of fat underneath the skin, and the fat is what goes bad, And maybe that's the problem. But I think, I still think, like the lady said, I think if you cook it to 180 degrees, it's going to kill anything. It may not taste as good, but it's going to kill anything. I think. Don't take my word for it, though. I ought to call my daughter-in-law. She's a nurse.
Well, by the way, if we have anybody out there, because we had great response in hour number two this morning.
Somebody knows for sure.
Well, there's some cooks out there. Now call us, and because I'm sure a lot of people got the busy signal, because we went call after call after call after call.
This morning, yeah.
So give us a call. We'll be here for two more hours about this whole turkey situation. I need to know. 740-383-9944. I'm sure somebody's had a turkey mishap, especially when it comes to a thawing.
The Kobels have had a turkey mishap.
Exactly.
It didn't make anybody sick. But boy, we cooked one to, it must have been at 280 degrees, and we opened it up, and it was like, what's that? Well, there's a phone call. They'll give you the
Everybody
answer.
Wants to know. Go ahead, caller.
All right, Scott.
All right.
In New Turkey. Just to where we want to go, and there were no problems. About a day or two, and we would take it, put it down in the refrigerator for a couple of days. And then after that, we ran a sink full of cold water. We put it in the sink of cold water. It sat there for 2 days. We got the water changed, kept it good and cold, and it thawed out, and it was ready to cook. And then we always put the night before, which I will do tonight, about midnight, I will put the turkey in the oven on 2 or 250. And let it cook all night. And then about 11, 12 o'clock tomorrow, it'll be ready to go.
And you're still alive.
So now, just to recap here. Now, Glenn, I don't want to say it because I got the whole turkey issue. Recap what Bob just said about turkey.
Well, it sounds to me like Bob, when he was younger, they put it in the, they froze it. Is that right, Bob? It was frozen to start.
We put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
For at least
2 days, and then you put it in the sink.
We say you put it in the sink.
Yep.
Of cold water.
Right, cold water.
And about every 3 minutes or so, we change the water.
Oh, okay. I missed that.
How do you do that overnight?
And leave it overnight, and then tonight about midnight, which we've always done. My dad, mom, everybody was right then. About 2 or 250, put it in the oven, covered with the foil or lid or whatever, and let it cook all night and simmer. And then it brings out the tenderness in the meat.
So you cook it at 250, low and slow, huh?
Right. Then in the morning, about 8 o'clock, I'll put it on 350. And about 11 o'clock, it'll be ready to eat.
To crisp up the skin and stuff, I assume. Yeah.
Yeah. So we always let it cook overnight.
Yep. So you've left it in the sink for days as well.
Yeah, two days.
2 days. Okay, well, mine hasn't been in there for 2 days.
And it kind of depends on the size, I assume, right, Bob?
Yeah.
If you have a 20-pound turkey, it's going to take longer than my turkey that I got as a 10-pound.
Yeah, it'll take longer. It doesn't fight your turkey. But we usually get about a 12,
15-pound
turkey, somewhere in that range.
Okay. Well, thanks, Bob. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
But see, now here's the thing. My turkey's 19 pounds, and it has not currently. Now, if I left it in there the rest of today and until I cook it tomorrow at 11 or 12, it would be 2.5 days in there. But currently, as of this afternoon, when I get out of here at noon, it's only been in there since 8 o'clock Monday night. So it's only 30-something hours.
Yeah.
So it's not even 2 days yet.
Well, and you said your refrigerator is 50, mid-50s.
Mid-50s. Well, all people's are.
No, mine is 48.
Well, that's 40, what?
No, 44.
Well, Heloise said that all refrigerators are in the 50-degree percentile.
Well, I got a little thermostat that tells me it's 44. So.
But see, now here's the thing. Okay, now this is what I wonder, because you know this with your house. Thermostat. God, why couldn't I think? I kept thinking.
You're starting to sound like me.
Thermostat. No, it's because now I got this turkey on the brain. Your thermostat will read 70, 72, yeah, whatever people have their rooms set on.
85.
Your house is not that. That's just where your thermostat is.
That's right.
Yeah. And your thermostat is close to your, usually a vent or a furnace. So if you walk over to another room in your house that's not, you know, ventilated, correct, it's not 72 degrees over there.
My wife hates, ours is in the hallway, not near any vent, not near any airflow. And so it says it's 70 degrees, but in the house it's like 66.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So how, what is the temperature in a sink? And what is room temperature?
I don't know. That's a good question. I would assume that room temperature is somewhere between 70 and 72.
Well, because if your refrigerator is between 50 and 60, then what is it? Is it anything above 60? Is that room temperature?
No, it's good temperature for a red wine.
If anybody knows anything, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I'm going to have to call Heloise. I think she's wrong on the
great
temperature.
Oh, she'll kill you. The great turkey temperature problem of 2020. That's what we're at right now. And again, if it's ringing busy, just call back. We'll be glad to take the call because this is an important issue. And as I say, I'm not going to chance it. I am going to smell it. But apparently the whole thing on this today is going to be the smell test. If it smells like rotten eggs, well, of course I'm not going to eat it. Yeah. And if it smells like sulfur, which is an odd smell for anything,
rotten eggs.
Yeah, I'm not going to eat that.
Right.
But if it doesn't smell like that and it's still chilled, I'm just going to put it in the refrigerator till tomorrow morning.
I think you'd be safe. Now,
here comes the break. We'll be back in 1 minute. Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Scott and Glenn back with you here on Thanksgiving Eve 2020, and I'm telling you, we're getting information from the internet and everywhere about this, and we got somebody on the line. Go ahead, caller.
I have the perfect solution.
Oh, here we go.
Help me out.
Open the door, take the turkey out, throw it in the trash can, order Kroger's dinner already fixed, and you've got the problem solved.
Well, you know what? Do you think I have problems here? Because I will replace the turkey if need be, or if I have to buy it.
No.
So you think this is okay?
She's pulling your
leg. How long has it been late?
It's been in the sink since Monday at 8 p.m.
That was day before yesterday. Is it still partially frozen?
Oh, yeah, right from the store.
It's fine.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll go to your funeral if you pass away.
Yeah, I'll go with you because I'm not eating. They don't invite me to those.
What are you thankful for this year?
What am I thankful for? That I have such a good life. I'm 85, and I have a good life. I do what I want to do. Nobody bosses me around, but most of all, I have lots of friends, and that's wonderful, for my friends.
Well, you have the greatest Thanksgiving, and thank you for calling.
You're very welcome.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
And, again, phone lines are open. I love the differing opinion. Now, see, that lady, 85 years old, you don't get to 85 by eating bad turkey.
No, you don't. But she knows how to pull your leg.
Well, she does. But see, why? But all the callers. See, I was nervous after that first hour this morning. I had like four people tell me I was going to drop dead and poison everybody at the Thanksgiving thing.
Well, I'll do the show next week.
Will you do the show without me next week? Now, you'll have to fill in during the morning all week,
oh,
too.
Oh, I can't do that.
You know, it's funny. I had a discussion. I was out last weekend. I went to the Columbus Commons to see the lights. Have you ever been down there, by
no,
the way?
I haven't. Uh-uh.
Very. Free. It's free. That's a good family thing to do.
I saw it on Facebook. You said mentioned
it. I loved it. Never been there before. So it's a great thing to do during the holidays if you're having some financial issues this year,
yeah,
or have a lot of people and can't afford to pay to get everybody in somewhere because it's free. Now, anyway.
Make sure you have a very big car if you have a lot of people.
Take a big car.
Put them up on the road.
Oh, and the parking meter, because the parking down there is a little rough. It's downtown Columbus, but the parking meters, it's like $1 an hour, which I thought is fairly reasonable. You know, and you take quarters,
yep,
and you take change.
And they take a credit card.
They take a credit card.
Yeah.
But this turkey thing, okay. Now, why are people so worried about turkeys? I mean, you would smell any other meat. That would be the test. You would not throw chicken away. You would not throw hamburger away if you thought it was still good. I had this issue a couple weeks ago.
Definitely wouldn't throw steak away because some people
right.
age steak. Yeah.
How many people have had it fall out in their car and realized it like 6 or 7 hours later, and they go out and they smell it and they... Oh, people try to bring it back to the store.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bad. Yeah.
Took
it home.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. It's Michelle.
Hey, how you doing?
You know, I'm having a panic attack listening to you talk about this turkey.
Did you hear the last caller, 85 years old, and she's okay with it?
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe, but the fact that you just said your refrigerator runs between 50 to 60 degrees.
He believed Heloise, and I think she's wrong.
It's 40
yes.
and under your cold hold, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, my refrigerator might be at 40. I eat food out of it. I don't think I'm dying.
Well, it is. It's at 40. You just don't know what your temperature is.
There you go.
I'll check that. Okay, so what is my issue at this point?
So the problem is, like, uncooked turkey, like, here's my thing. Like, the middle might be still frozen, but I'm worried about the outer parts that have been sitting, like the legs that are going to thaw faster than the middle, and they've been sitting there for 2 days in room temperature. Which you are not allowed. You are supposed to discard food. Like, if it's uncooked after 2 hours.
2 hours? You're
yes.
Now, but no. Okay. So what about these people who are putting it in the sink the night before,
or two nights?
But they're doing. Aren't they doing a cold hold? Are you in water?
No. My turkey's not in water. But I mean, how water's not frozen.
But they might be changing their water and, like, cold holding it in the water. Like,
yeah.
So they might be checking the temperature. You haven't even checked the temperature. You have no...
I did that temperature touch. You know, like mothers do when
yeah.
the child has a temperature. I went by and I felt it, and I said, this turkey's okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to be doing the show next week.
I can tell you, right, I can tell you, I have been at a family dinner once with chicken, shredded chicken, and... The chicken, let's just say everybody got food poisoning from it, and it wasn't pretty.
But wouldn't it have an odor? Doesn't all spoiled food have an odor?
I don't know. I know that. I don't know if I'd want to eat your turkey that's been sitting in the sink.
Well, I probably won't alert the people there if this has happened.
Except for it's on the radio now.
It's on the radio now, but, you know, I have a block because I've been doing this for 10 years, cooking the turkey,
mm-hmm.
and for some reason this year I don't remember why I've either put it in the sink or something
has
happened.
You gotta quit drinking that early. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
I don't
do?
Know.
What do you do? How big's your
mine's
turkey?
Mine's thawing in the fridge. It's just 12 pounds, and it's thawing in the fridge.
That's
I
what
took
we
it
do.
Out on Sunday. Thawing in the fridge.
But you
because
never...
Then, like, because you're going to... The middle's going to take the longest to thaw, but you have the outer that is going to thaw much quicker. So the problem is the middle might still feel cold, but, like, the lakes and stuff are going to thaw way quicker than the middle, so they're sitting there, like, probably temperature at 75 degrees right now.
Well, no, wait. I don't think my house is 75 degrees.
Well, that's good for suntanning, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, I mean, what if I go home? Because really, right now, it's been in there like 30 hours since Monday
mm-hmm.
at 8 o'clock. So if
I would get a thermometer.
A thermometer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but see, if I stick the thermometer in the turkey, it's going to give me a reading somewhere in the middle of the turkey.
Well, you have to stick it in. You have
in
to
the leg.
Use like the leg,
yeah.
The middle. Like you have to do all, like there's three different parts you're supposed to take the temperature of
That's
a
right.
turkey.
So what is the temperature of the turkey supposed to be at all times before
well,
you cook it?
I'm pretty sure it's 165 and it needs to hold for at least 15 seconds.
Yeah,
65.
165
is the minimum.
Like,
yeah.
Higher.
Oh
it's
no! Wait, I'm saying before you cook it.
98.6.
I don't know. What was
no, I don't. I would. I mean, I take my stuff directly out of the fridge, so it's like 40 degrees. But I'm pretty sure you can have something sit out at like room temperature, like where it's thawing for 2 hours, and then. But after that, it's like, nope.
Well, see, I don't know if that's true, though, because how many people...
I mean, I took a food safety class.
Was that what they said? They said anything out for 2 hours is bad?
I mean, I always proceed on the side of caution after going through the food safety class and things I saw.
Well, how do you really check meat, though, to know if it's bad? If you can't go by the smell or the color, how do you really know?
Like, if it's bad, like... I don't know, because I don't have a problem. I don't do this.
Now, you've done the smell test on hamburger at your house, haven't you? You've left
no,
it. Never?
I usually go by the coloring of it. Like, if it's that brown, well, I probably have done the smell test, but, like, I would never serve hamburger, like, not where I work, past the date, ever.
Right, oh, and that's
I've
different.
I've had meat that wasn't supposed to be expired, and I looked at it, and I was like, nope, and you know, it's so sad throwing $20 worth of meat in
yeah.
the trash.
Right. So we all do the eye and the smell on hamburger. We
but
do, is
if I was serving people a turkey, I would never, this would be for my own eating. Like, if I was serving not a group, because nobody's congregating this year,
Well, I don't even have a big group. It's not like I'm bringing over like the Philharmonic or anything.
You just kill off one person, it's okay.
Yeah, if one person goes down. But no, I think that I just believe that if it doesn't have a smell and it's still frozen on the inside, if I put it in the refrigerator now, I'm okay.
Yeah, I just think you need to check like the legs, like make sure they're okay.
Now, here, you've taken a food safety class. Why is it that you cannot thaw meat and then freeze it again when it's raw?
That's a good... I don't remember that one. I don't do that either.
They tell you not to do that.
I've totally done that at my house, though.
See? Yeah. Now, there you go. Well, okay, here's the big question. Now, why are we so paranoid about turkeys?
I think it's because it's only supposed to be in the refrigerator so long thawed. So maybe they're afraid, like, you had it thawed for too long and then you put it back in the freezer. You know what I mean?
Well, but when it comes to Thanksgiving, we only cook this turkey once a year, really. People don't even really eat turkey at Christmas anymore. Why are we so paranoid about this turkey? Is it because we don't cook them every week?
It must be. I don't know what it is.
If they were more handsome, people wouldn't be paranoid about them.
Well,
they're ugly.
There is a paranoia about turkeys, and I, you know, obviously I've caught a little bit of that paranoia today.
Well, yeah, you threw yours in the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
But you know, I've done this before, and it's, I mean, I wouldn't have put it in the sink if I hadn't done it before. I can't think, why would I have done that?
I don't know why you threw it in the kitchen sink. Like, when I fall something in the sink, I do it in a cold water.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I put it in a cold water bath. I don't just throw it in the sink.
And that protects you from having oxygen and stuff, gases get to it if it's in
yeah.
water.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think you could totally submerge a turkey.
Oh, yeah, you
not
can.
A 19-pound one.
Well, it depends on the size of your sink.
So yours is a 19-pound one. 19. Yours might be safe still. It could still be frozen, but I don't know. I feel like the whole time I'd be eating the turkey, I'd be nervous.
Well, this is a whole nervous thing. Well, what are you thankful for this year? That's the big question today.
Oh, gosh. Why do you have to ask me that one?
Well, you've got to have something.
What am I thankful for?
Yeah.
Let's see. I had a very successful... I, unlike many other people, had a very successful business year.
Oh, good.
Small business year.
Good,
good.
Like, crazy successful.
She cooks turkeys for a living.
So does this
I
mean...
I don't cook turkeys, but...
Does this
I am very thankful that I did not get affected by the coronavirus.
Fantastic.
Yeah, does this mean I'll get a really good Christmas gift this year?
You know what? It might. There's a funny story you're going to learn about.
What's it have to do with?
Nothing. I can't tell.
You just said it. Well, does it have to do with the holiday coming up, Christmas?
It's just you're going to get a kick out of it when you finally learn about this story, because it's just been an ongoing story for about 2 months.
That I'm not aware of.
That you're not aware of with, like, a gift.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, see, this better be good, though.
It's not that exciting. It's not that exciting, but it is funny.
It's not exciting, but it's funny.
It's just funny. Like, it's funny. You'll get a kick out of it when I finally tell you about it.
If he's still alive after eating that turkey.
If I'm still alive after this Thanksgiving.
So hopefully you stay alive.
So what are your big Thanksgiving plans tomorrow? Do you eat in the morning or the afternoon? Or?
It will be later. It will be in the evening. I wouldn't have been seeing them anyway, but, like, my whole extended, like, my sister's family, they all have COVID, so nobody is seeing each other on anything because they're all sick right now. And my mother will be staying at home by herself because I'm pretty sure she has it too.
Oh,
geez.
So it's just me at home.
Well,
and cooking and shopping. I'm going to be online shopping.
Now, the kids will be there, right?
Yeah, like everybody will be here, just the immediate family. But I am not going anywhere. I'm starting to cut back. I don't really go anywhere anyway, like, on a regular basis. I want to be able to open my business back up in February.
Oh, that quickly?
Well, yeah, we opened in February. Do you not remember being there the very first day last year?
No, I do. And I'm sure Mary Ellen remembers it very well.
You yelled at her.
I did not yell at her. Don't bring that story up again. I did not yell. We've talked about this. But, no, you know, you should open up during the holidays, and you know, I'll come over and sell Christmas cookies.
Honestly, really, I am itching to go back. I'm already ready to go back, and so are my employees. So we'll see what happens with everything.
Eggnog and Christmas cookies.
It would be so much fun to be open over Christmas. I could decorate for Christmas like I did for Halloween this year.
Yeah, but you started decorating in August, which makes no sense.
I didn't. It was September.
Did you put your tree up, by the way?
And you can judge me. Okay, it's well, here's the thing. I get a real tree, which I'll get from the Wyman, which I missed your Wyman on there the other tree. Weren't they on the radio?
They were on Monday morning, yeah.
I get one from the Wyman, and then I have, like, my fake one that I put up. So the fake one, I just put in my basement. We have a lot of storage, so I don't even stick it in a box, so I don't have to fluff it up all back out.
Yeah, I'm that way too.
I just bring it up from the basement.
Me
but
too.
It's not decorated. Yes, it's not decorated yet. It's just sitting there. I'm like, I really need to decorate this tree. I don't really feel like decorating this tree.
But you see, I don't think you should have a Christmas tree up or any Christmas decoration up while you're eating Thanksgiving dinner.
Scott, it was like 80 degrees 2 weeks ago. I went outside and put those Christmas lights up.
Well, I'm okay.
I was in shorts and a t-shirt.
I'm okay with putting them outside because I do understand the temperature thing. But
that was amazing.
Yeah, you don't have to see that, though.
You don't have to turn them on.
Right. Yeah. But when you put the stuff up, I don't want to see. Like, there's this house over here, and if they're listening, you know, oh, man. But there's this house on Main Street that it looks like Christmas, you know, threw up.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Now, what is that? I don't want to look at that before Christmas. I don't even turn my radio to 93.3, that Christmas station.
I didn't know you were having Thanksgiving because I have so many, like, cute little pumpkins here that I took down because I couldn't take the duel. I had, like, pumpkins and Christmas up for, like, a week, and I was like, okay, I can't handle this any longer, the duel holidays, because my mom's, like, won't die. They're just now dying, kind of. And I have all these cute little pumpkins I could have dropped off at your house for decorations for your Thanksgiving.
Oh, there's still time. We've got 24 hours.
Yeah.
I have time. Don't say that because you know I will load them up in my car and I will bring them over.
But you know, I'm there.
They're out your doorway. Yeah. They'll look so cute.
Well, hey.
You can have pumpkin pie in place of the turkey.
I don't eat till 4 o'clock, you know, and apparently the turkey's iffy at this point.
The turkey is iffy until you go. You need to stop, get yourself a thermometer, and take the temperature in various spots of the turkey. like three different spot areas.
Oh, man. Who knew this was going to turn into such a thing? I didn't realize.
Well, the problem is, like, it's not all falling at the same rate because some places aren't as, like, the middle, obviously, is going to be more frozen than the outer layer.
I was shocked also that Google says you can actually cook a frozen turkey. I mean, just pop it in frozen.
See, and they tell you never to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I say you try it. We'll see what happens to everybody.
Well, are you going to eat a piece? Are you going to have a piece of
this? Is
this
Dr. Mengele?
Gee whiz. That's not very good. If you eat a piece, we'll just try it that way.
I'll try it. Okay. What more could go wrong in this year?
Well, listen, 19 pounds. I'll have plenty left over, so you can have a piece. Well, hey, happy Thanksgiving, and you know, who knows? See ya.
Happy Thanksgiving.
On your doorstep.
I'll be looking for them.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There we go. Michelle, the proprietor of Stewart's Root Beer.
Cool.
Wouldn't that be fun? Even if you couldn't open up for the holiday season, you know, I'll go over there and work. I'll I'll go over there free of service for one day during the Christmas holiday.
That would be fun.
And I'll do eggnog and
you could wear a cookies. Santa hat.
I'll wear a Santa hat.
Red coat. You have that red coat.
I do have that red coat. I'll broadcast from over there. I'll cook turkey for everybody. Everybody knows that's a happy occasion with me.
Yeah,
that'll
sell.
7403839944.
Turkey burgers.
If the line's been ringing busy, just call in. Call back, because it means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. Here comes another call in the Turkey Palooza this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is Mary. I called you earlier and
yes.
Talked with you about maybe half an hour ago, and I've been listening to the rest of the stories about your turkey situation, and I've got the perfect solution. Don't throw your turkey away, but go get another one if you're upset. Go get a fresh one. They have them fresh. It's not frozen.
Yeah.
And cook that one, and then cook that one for you and your family. That way, if something would occur or it's not right, you wouldn't be, you know, affecting the whole party.
Well, that might be something that I do. I just, you know, I don't know if I could come up with a logical, besides it being spoiled, which I don't think if it's still frozen at all, it would be spoiled. What could be wrong with it? As long as it's cooked, like the lady earlier on said, you know, her friend believed that as long as you cook anything over 400 degrees.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the lady.
Oh, you were the one who did it. Yeah. And then we also had the 85-year-old lady who said no problem.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
So what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to do what you think is best, not what all these other people think.
Yeah.
Because, I'm sure throughout the years, people have done this. Like when I was growing up, we had no refrigerator, okay? So all of our food was fresh. If we wanted a chicken, we killed it and was cooked that, you know, several hours
that's
later.
Sad.
The same way with the turkey. We went to the turkey farm and picked out the turkey the night before. The next morning about 5 o'clock is when it was, killed.
Dispatched.
And then, all this frozen stuff, it's really not good. So from now on, just buy a fresh one, and you won't have this problem.
Just chain a turkey up outside, and when I'm ready for it, go out there with the butcher knife.
Yeah, but even at the grocery store, you can get the fresh one versus the frozen one.
Yeah,
that's true.
See what I'm saying?
Well, it's a very good thought, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
So tonight, if you do think that it's not the right thing to do or whatever, just go to the store and get a fresh one. People usually, they don't buy the fresh ones because they cost more.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's usually, an abundance left over on like the night before Thanksgiving.
Twas the night before Thanksgiving.
Because the people want to buy, pay less, the least amount. So the frozen ones are cheaper.
You're right.
But if I would be you, if you, instead of throwing your turkey away, I would go to the store and get a fresh one and then cook it for the family and then cook that one you have now, cook it later. And then, that's how I would do it.
Well, I'm gonna give it thought. I'll definitely report back on Friday morning. So be listening.
Oh, I will be listening. Another thing too, if you don't have that hotline for the turkey hotline for Butterball,
right?
I'm sure you can call the library and they will give it to you.
I
and you know, call that directly, and you know, they'll ease your mind. But I still, if it would be me, I still wouldn't. I would do what my friend says: cook it at a high temperature for an extended length of time, and if you've got water around it and moisture, it will kill any germ.
Well, that sounds good to me. Well, hey, thank you for calling. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you, and have a good day.
You
bye.
Bye.
All right, and again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 53 and a half minutes past the hour here, Thanksgiving Eve on WWGH.
Google says you're supposed to cook that turkey you have 4 and 5 hours at 325 degrees.
Right, 4 and 5 hours.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I would assume the longer you cook it, the more likely it is it'll be done.
Right, but you see, the flip side of this is when the turkey's still frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you don't, I mean, I guess you can cook it that way, we've learned, but it's not good. You know, it's
not as good.
It's not as good as a thawed-out turkey. So why... I'm still trying to figure out the bacteria. Is that what we're talking about?
I guess.
Is that what the issue with the turkey that's been overthawed? Can you overthaw? I guess that's the question.
Well, yeah, if you leave it out, it's going to, once it gets thawed and you keep leaving it out, it's going to get bad.
Why does meat that's cooked not get the same problem? Like, you can cook Sloppy Joe and put that on your stove and have a big party and your Sloppy Joe, or like a picnic. They'll leave Sloppy Joe out for quite a while.
I think it can go bad.
But they don't. You don't hear a lot of that.
I bet it has at some point. But ground beef is more likely to go bad.
Oh, just got the Butterball hotline. Somebody just sent me the Butterball hotline.
Yeah.
But you know, this is, and by the way, if you're having a turkey problem, it's 1-800-288-8372.
There you go.
And again, phone lines are open here at 740-383-9944. If you've got anything to add to this, I'm all open for opinions at this point. And it's interesting how it's all over the board this morning. Don't eat the turkey, eat the turkey, who knows?
Well, nobody wants to give you information that's going to kill you. So they're being cautious.
And I don't want to be killed on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that would ruin your Christmas.
It really would. But you know, when it all started when I felt the turkey this morning. It just felt, I thought, boy, this is more thawed out. Because now I've always had a paranoia of it still being frozen because that happened once. So now I'm very... you know, cautious of it being thawed out. But now apparently I've went too far the other way.
When you felt it, did it wink at you? If
it
winked
did
at
not,
you,
but
it's
a
way
big,
done.
It's a big turkey. It's a big turkey. I would think a 19-pound turkey, and that was also another thing I was thinking Monday night, was this is a 19-pound turkey. If I put this in the refrigerator Monday night at 8 o'clock, there's no way it's going to be thawed out by Thursday morning.
Yeah. No, it won't. Not all the way.
Right.
The lady that talked to you from Stewart's, she's concerned about, like, the legs and the stuff that's on the outside of the turkey getting thawed while the inside's still frozen. And I'm sure that happens.
I remember. It just came back to me what we were talking about when we went to the phones earlier.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, I was thinking, because, you know, this COVID is at a spike right now, this pandemic.
Yeah.
And God forbid, we hope nobody gets it. But I thought if I would have to, you know, like, miss a week if something happened, who would come in and do the morning show? Because you wouldn't want to just air repeats.
Yeah.
And many people have said to me, because, you know, I haven't missed a day in quite a while. Many people have said, what would happen if I would wake up one morning and hear a repeat? They would think I was dead because there'd be nobody here to say otherwise.
And don't call me.
You're the one, Glenn. That's what I thought. I thought of all the people, you'd have to be the one because most everybody else.
I'm close and I'm not working. Yes.
And you're not working because most everybody
I'll
else.
Cover for you.
You would cover 8 to 10 every morning.
No.
You'd come in and, well, only for the time that I'm out.
Well, if it's only a day, maybe.
You'd love it. You'd be there every morning.
I do like being on the radio.
Saying you're filling in for me and having a good time, and yeah. I would call in reports.
And then lock the door so you couldn't
lock
come
the door.
In.
That's exactly right. We could have rotating hosts as the week went on.
Yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it'd be fun. But, you know, you always got to have a plan B. This is the advice I always give everybody in life, no matter what their problem is. I say you got to have a plan B.
You know, I got a message from a lady from Florida. Apparently, Dr. Feynman has fan base in Florida who actually listen to us up here.
I don't know if
kind of fun
during the holiday time. I don't know if I want to get into your
no. Okay,
your trifecta that you got going on
well,
there.
I was speaking of turkeys. That's all.
I did. And that made you think of Dr. Feynman?
No.
No, wait a second.
I was thinking of somebody else, but...
Oh, well, I'm not going to bring that up. But what I was thinking was, you know, last week I heard, as I always say, I hear the beginning of the show between you and Dr. Feynman,
yeah.
And he said something that I thought was interesting, because if you listen to the show, the tiff between him and Adam started over COVID, and Dr. Feynman was talking about how the real anger issue there is that... science has changed since Adam was in college.
Right,
that
right.
was the answer he gave.
Yeah.
And he was citing, some has. I mean, I think that's right. But I don't know if, I mean, there are certain...
The earth is still round.
Well, like, you still can't make blood. And you probably never will be able to.
I bet someday. But go
you
ahead.
Think? I don't know. I don't think you can make blood. I think they will be able to do a lot of things with genetic engineering, yeah. But I don't think you'll ever be able to reproduce blood. I don't
okay.
think so. I don't, maybe. Who knows?
We got a phone call.
We do have a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, not to interrupt you. This is Ron.
Yes.
Hey, did you, not to get you off track, but did you order this horrible weather for Thanksgiving?
I did. I thought, well, you know, it's been too nice this year, and we really need to muck it up a little bit for Thanksgiving. Now, Ron, you were our first caller this morning. Didn't you tell me that your turkey's been in the sink since Monday?
Yeah, but Monday night I put it in the refrigerator, and then during the day I put it in the sink and let it, you know, de-thaw a little.
Do you put water on it?
Some people say to put water on it, so yeah. I do like pour water on, you know, to help it de-thaw.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So, and then, like, when you go to give it a bath or whatever, like most people say, get like I wash the insides and uh-huh. you know get it de-thawed in there, and then I stuff him. Like tonight, I'll put him on about 11, 12 o'clock at night, and I'll do all the pre-prepping, like you're doing the deviled eggs with the kids. That's something that me and the kids do.
Now,
and
how big is this turkey?
I just went out and I got every pan for stuff I need. So
good. Now, how big's the turkey?
It's like a 22, 23 pounder.
Okay. Well, see, there you go. So you leave it in the sink all day and only put it in the refrigerator at night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, there's another method that we've all we've discussed. Well, hey thanks.
And do you still want a piece of the pumpkin pie, there, Scott?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll keep you informed. You never know. Thank you.
Yeah.
Set a piece aside.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You can't have Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie. We got a whole another hour coming up with Glenn here on this program, and then his show, A Progressive Life, will be on 12 to 1. Then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4 to 5. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday sermon tonight from 6 until 7 p.m. Stay tuned, back in 10 minutes.
You've ever seen, we've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.
To 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, commenting on Hillary Clinton.
Do you have, in closing this week, do you have a favorite Hillary Clinton story?
Well, you know, I would see her quite often. One of the things I most remember her about was when Sacagawea, she was in charge of that.